This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080.
Ramming it into 300-pound men.
You are?
You look like he had six fingers on each hand.
So simple, it just might work.
Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club.
Figuratively and literally.
Sum Ting Wong.
Don't.
Oh, God!
Dave can't believe it.
Dave? Dave who?
Diamond Dave.
Diamond Dave.
I know. That's
a bit
of an upset. I am.
Paul Allen gone. David Lee Roth still here.
Although, look, last time we saw Dave in concert, what was that, maybe 5 years ago?
Yeah, I think it was less than that.
Less than that, up at the amphitheater
maybe
there.
Maybe 3-4 years ago?
He sucks. Dave's not doing well.
No, he sucks.
And he's insane.
Well,
and I'm assuming there's a lot of pills involved and, look.
He seemed happy.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's telling that weird story about living in Japan and...
See, I didn't think that was weird. I thought it was like he... I think Dave finally found himself.
In Japan?
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Boy, I don't know.
He seemed happy about it.
If I told you... Like,
oh, God!
Today was legitimately a shock to the system.
It was, yes.
It's a bit of a gut punch. And we didn't really know what to do. It's like, all right, hopefully we did a decent job for you. We tried to give you some perspective on it. And, you know, today was a tough show. If in the same...
If you're just tuning in, Paul Allen died.
Yeah, Paul Allen passed away. We found out about 3:05, and we're like, holy crap.
Whoa.
And that kind of obviously takes the show in a completely different direction. If we find out tomorrow at 3:05 that David Lee Roth is dead, isn't there an element of, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
And Paul Allen was 65 and had cancer for the third time.
Right.
And we were like, holy hell. David Lee Roth is like, what, late 50s, early 60s, doesn't have cancer, and if he died, we'd be like, yeah, that's about right. I think that says something about the trajectory of where Diamond Dave is heading. There's just certain people, like I say, if I told you Ozzy Osbourne died, you'd
Diamond
be like,
Dave,
yeah, that's right.
You said he's 50 what?
Well, I said late 50s, early 60s.
He's 64.
Is he really?
Yes.
Oh, a little older than I thought.
Yeah, he's 64.
All right.
But yeah, you're still right about that. Well, Keith Richards is still with us, for God's sakes. Look at that guy.
Exactly. He's done all the drugs. There's none left. He did them all. Is there a drug, like, I'm assuming that if there is a drug that you can take, that he has done it at some point in his life. And there's just certain people that you don't, like, if Tom Hanks died tomorrow, you'd be like, no.
What?
No. Tom Hanks can't die.
Gone too soon.
Keith Richards dead, you're like, that's about right.
Right.
It's a weird spectrum of who we think
live too long.
Yes.
Bro.
Well, I was trying to think of any personal Paul Allen stories, and I don't have many because you could never get close to him.
No. My personal story is that I was terrified of his little Israeli bodyguard. That dude frightened me. He looked like a little wrestler, and he was bald, and he just looked at you, and if you didn't step aside, you felt like that guy was going to break your thumbs.
Paul Allen's one of the richest men in the world, and
yes.
Because of that, you have to sort of, you know, you have to protect yourself. Your guard is up. But, man, it was really something when his So he would drive into the games. Sometimes he would, well, he would fly, but they would take him from where his chopper landed or whatever his plane. And then they would drive two unmarked black SUVs. And one of them contained Paul.
Yeah.
He wasn't in both.
Just like the yachts, right? There was always two yachts.
There was two. And they would pull in. And anytime you would see them pull in, I was always fascinated by him because just his every move made me just stare.
Yes.
Because he just didn't, you just didn't know much about him. And you'd be like catching a glimpse of a Yeti. Like, oh my God, there he is. It's really Paul.
He's walking by you.
And you wouldn't just see him. Like, how many fans have seen Paul Allen in person outside of just him sitting stoically in his seat courtside at a Blazers game, right?
Very few.
Very few. So when you do see him in the wild, you were like, whoa. Like, you wanted to study.
Yeah.
Like, what does he do? How does he operate?
And for a guy that was very private and kind of socially awkward, that had to be beyond difficult. We had our former boss used to work for Paul Allen, and he would tell stories about just how painfully shy Paul was. So Bert Cold was like his best friend, right? Bert Cold
I think they were college buddies, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I don't even know what you call Bert. He
was the guy you never recognized, but was always around Paul Allen.
And people didn't have great things to say about him that worked there. He just was kind of Paul's right-hand guy at Vulcan.
Well, let's call it what it is. Cold to this day remains a grade A-hole.
Yes. And he was a guy that
he is.
And he knew Paul from back in the day, and that's how, you know, he got to where he was. But our boss would say that Paul Allen loved Standish's. Like, he loved, that was like his favorite place to go eat. And so that they would go to Standish's, and the security detail would clear out like a little section for him. And him and Bert Colt, supposedly his best friend, just sat there and looked straight ahead and would eat burgers and fries.
Don't talk.
And not speak to one another.
No words. And that doesn't surprise anyone.
They would just eat and stare at a wall. I've done that before
with my wife.
Not a word. Well, rather romantic evening.
You know what that is? It's love. That's love. Nothing needs to be said.
Not having to say a word.
Well, look.
But think about how isolating that is. If you're a private, shy guy, and everywhere you go, people just stare, and it's like everything you do has to be, you know, security detail and all this.
I don't think it has to be, but that's the way he was.
In some ways, that is probably a very isolating way of life.
Well, anyway, he would get out of one of the two.
Yeah.
And I would just sit and watch. Everybody would, because you would have to. They would make you clear the halls.
Yes.
Like, they would clear the hallways. You cannot stand there. You cannot be in his way.
No.
They would literally walk in, and he would have... I've only seen two people walk into the Rose Garden Moda Center. I've seen two people walk in with this much security. And we've been to a lot of shows down there, a lot of sporting events and this and that. One is Paul Allen. The other was Oscar De La Hoya. Did you ever see him roll around?
No.
Dude, that guy rolled around with like 20 people around him. Like, yeah. You'd have to fight through 17 people just to get to Oscar De La Hoya.
Like the president. I mean, you got your detail.
And they're literally just completely surrounding him. You cannot touch him if you wanted to. And Paul had that. He would have four or five guys walking around him at all areas around him from the car. Just from the car. This is, by the way, in the bowels of the Rose Garden. There's nobody really down there. Just people like me or like a cameraman or whatever.
Sure.
And Paul Allen would walk, and they would come in ahead of time and clear the halls. See, Mr. Allen's coming. And he would saunter in, shuffle in, like he moved slowly, and he would walk down the halls, and I would just stand there, because you'd have to be off in the distance, and I would just stand there and watch. And he would never acknowledge anyone, just looking straight ahead, never talking.
Some combination of stoic and shy all mixed together, and all those
people. And he would go sit in that he had his own little room down there next to the locker room where they would deliver his pizzas. Or, I mean, he did like to eat at Stanich's, but there were a lot of different areas or different restaurants that the guys that...
You'd have it delivered in.
So he had drivers the same two guys would drive him every time, the two unmarked SUVs, from his plane or helicopter or whatever to the Rose Garden. And those guys would, when I was doing Talk and Ball, those guys would sit down in the green room with us. Like, they aren't like his security or anything, so they weren't out at the court with him. But they would sit back, and they were great guys, and they were really nice about it. They said he was great. Paul Allen was wonderful. But they would every once in a while they would tell you little stories about, you know, what their day's like and what they're doing for him and this and that. And Paul Allen would decide in the, I think they said first or second quarter,
what he wanted to eat.
And a lot of times it would be like, bat phone, go. He wants this tonight. You better get your ass over there and get it
now.
In his room by the time he gets in there at halftime. And those guys would just, I mean, they would jump out of their seats and run and coordinate going to get the food. But he would sit back in that room and nobody would ever see him. He would never come out. And then he would shuffle out to courtside for the games and then shuffle back and rarely interact with anyone. It was always quite a scene when he was in there.
An intimidating, for such a, it's the best way to put it, how would you even describe him? A meek, not physically impressive human being, right? Like, you never looked at Paul and were like, wow, he looks great. He just...
Well, he didn't. He always looked sick.
Yes,
I mean, he
never looked well. And yet there was an intimidating presence about him when he walked in that couldn't be denied.
Yeah, he could stare a hole through you.
Yes. And it helped that all of the security people, like, and we know this from the whole Jody Allen thing, those were all like ex-Navy SEALs, ex-Israeli military guys. It wasn't like he just hired like some dudes to like be a security. You know that those were some guys. Like those were dudes that you did not screw with. And so when he came in with the security detail, it was always a very intimidating thing. And there was even a hush that would kind of fall over the hallway where no one wanted to say anything. It was just the weirdest vibe whenever he was around.
And
I'm sure it was different when you got to know him personally, but from, you know, we've been doing this for, you know, 15 years, you know, we only had the, you know, the media view of it. And it was always a very surreal thing when he was by.
All right, Paul Allen's dead at the age of 65. Other Hollywood news or other news.
David Lee Roth not dead.
Not dead. At the age of 64,
yes,
not dead.
Yes.
But other, let's just say other sort of celebrity news today.
No.
Not as significant as the death of Paul Allen, obviously.
No.
But if these two can't survive, who can?
What chance do the rest of us have?
We'll get to that story next. It's Club 1080 on The Fan.
Embark on your weight loss journey now at betterutoday.com.
Double Sun Power!
All right. Welcome back to our broadcast. I'm watching the, you know, it's a big sports night.
You're lamenting your Raiders.
Well, yeah, my Raiders, I'm over my Raiders. I mean, I do have the ticket for them to win the Super Bowl from Vegas, but that's not going to happen, so.
And you said each year you were going to continue to bet on them, but.
Yes, I was going to double it each year. I'm starting to think that might not be the best way to
go. Yeah, that's not the best use,
Of my money.
Of your resources, but you have the Dodgers ticket as well.
I do have the Dodgers ticket, and I'm rooting for them, but they, you know, they look so Dodgery tonight. By the way, the Dodgers are maddening to watch. I don't know if you've watched either of the NLCS games. But,
yeah, I saw the second. Well, we watched the first one here in the studio, and I saw maybe from the fifth inning on, so I got to see Turner's home run.
The Dodgers are maddening. They're not going to win the World Series.
They almost came back and staged a great comeback in game two, and in game one. They managed to do it in game two.
But anyway,
being all down on your Dodgers?
They're not, dude, they're not winning it. They are so maddening. But anyway, hey, they got the series even 1-1, big home run by Justin Turner. So I'm trying to follow that. And I've got Green Bay in my survivor pool. Survivor pool, there's like, it's for like 15 grand.
Jeez.
And there's only like 39 people left.
Gambling's the greatest thing in the world.
I'm fired up. But Green
Bay
is only up.
Green Bay, right?
They're only up 6.
Yeah, it's the 49ers.
20-14.
You really think the 49ers are coming back and winning that?
I hope not.
They just scored a touchdown.
Did they really? So they got a chance.
It's
to
now
believe?
20-20.
Wait, what? I'm watching it. It's not. There's no touchdown. What the hell?
Rob's falling apart.
Mike's lying.
Defense optional in this game.
I'm watching it.
Rob's falling
apart.
That,
are you ahead of it? Are you serious?
I'm watching on TV.
What the f? Oh, there it is, right there. He just broke right up the effing middle.
Can you imagine if you lose out on 15 G's in a survivor pool because of the San Francisco 49ers?
Damn it.
The beat heart does you in.
Well.
Gambling. Give it with one, it take away with the other.
There's only one winner, so chances are I'm not going to win it. But hey, I'm in the final 39 out of hundreds. I'm close.
You're heartbroken.
I can smell it.
Just like the great Pete Davidson.
Come on, Rogers.
Come on, Rop.
Yeah, Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande broke up.
Can I say that's the least shocking breakup in the history of mankind?
Come on, Rob!
Like, ever.
Yeah. If they can't make it, I don't know who can.
After a month, right, of knowing each other, they get engaged.
Is that really?
Yeah, they've been dating for, I think, just a month.
Damn.
And they got engaged. And she is a international global pop superstar and is smoking hot and worth millions. Mm. And he is a emotionally crippled, very pasty, kind of cast member of SNL. Yeah, something tells me that wasn't going to last.
He's on SNL, but I never found him that funny.
No,
have
that's,
you?
No, because he's not really a big member of SNL.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
He's just he's an afterthought there. And you can't pull that off. I mean, his only chance there was to maybe go for the baby. He had to get that on the ground level. Otherwise,
you think he knocked her up?
No, and that's the problem. He should have. He needed an anchor baby there.
Yeah.
Because the moment that didn't happen, there's no way that this was going to last.
Now, who was Ariana Grande with before? She was with that rapper guy who died?
That died.
Yeah, and they're saying this is why she got upset and broke it off, is because he died and she tried to do everything to help him.
Yes.
And this made her realize that their relationship is not ready for the next step.
No. Because in reality, she still loved the other guy more than she loved.
She wants to find a new white rapper.
This guy. Well, who doesn't, right? It's my goal in life. I'm trying to find a
guy's
white
name?
Rapper. You're Mac Miller.
Oh, yeah. Mac Miller.
Mm. And I'm not familiar with his work, but apparently, I don't know. It was a big deal when he passed away. And now Pete Davidson has to suffer for it.
That's fine. I tell you what. Here's what I think about Pete Davidson. I think when you... And I don't know what he's got going on, but... You know, like you said, he's not like the best looking guy.
He looks like a naked mole rat.
And he's got a drug
sun.
Problem. He's gone to rehab. But, he's funny, successful, whatever. But I think when you date somebody like or are engaged to somebody like Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
The pool of what am I trying to say?
What you're up against.
No, I think the other way. The pool that you can now swim in is elite.
Hmm.
And I think that he's going to be just fine.
You think?
Because other women see that he was with Ariana Grande and they're like, well, there must be something about him. He'll get more of a chance with more famous, rich women.
Interesting.
Because he was with her.
See, I thought he flew too close to the sun there and the wings melted and they'll never get back.
Mm.
But you're going opposite. You're going Oppo Taco.
Yes.
And saying that he's going to be just fine? That he's going to jump into this quality?
Let's see who he dates next.
That he's...
Because a lot of times when you... Yeah, like you don't just swim in these circles once. Right?
I think you do sometimes.
Like who?
I think you do.
Who?
We'll have to go back and look at...
I want examples.
Well, I'm trying to think here of
I'm
someone...
I'm not willing to die on this hill. It's just it's merely a thought.
It's an interesting theory.
My thought is once
I see where you're going.
I don't care what you're like. Once you date an Ariana Grande or once you date at the A level, you're able to get other A's.
But if you're like a D-list guy and he's D-list, he's not B,
he's
not
A.
C, he's D. He is a minor role player on Saturday Night Live.
What's your point?
That
he got an A.
He got one. He got AA.
Nah, see, I think that means more A's.
See, the example of this would be David Spade. David Spade is like a C-list, and David Spade constantly is getting A's. But I think he's the exception. I don't think he's the rule. I think that there's probably a lot of examples of like maybe a Richard Grieco type who was with like a Pam Anderson or something and then never got back. I'm willing to guess that, yeah, there's probably like low-grade Instagram models that Pete Davidson is going to be able to...
What's wrong with that?
There's, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely not. If you're Pete Davidson, look at you. And if you can make your way through the Instagram model world, more power to you. But he's not landing this. He's not landing someone that hot and that rich and that famous. No chance.
Okay, here are a couple of examples that go against me.
Okay.
Trying to be fair here. Well, I'll give them to you next. Mike wants me to go. Why do we need to go?
I think we're up against it.
You're already like 6 minutes over.
So what? Oh. When has that ever stopped us? You're acting like something great's about to happen. It's not. It's just ads. And you should listen to them, but it's
Well,
just
and my ad. Update, you jerk.
Yeah, we got to leave for Mike's update.
I'll tell you, these are pretty good examples
okay.
that go against what I'm saying.
But I'm interested. I never thought of your theory, and I think it's a valid theory. He just is so weird and creepy.
Not to Ariana Grande,
no.
Apparently.
No, he's not.
All right, that's coming up next. This is The Club. Here's Mike with SportsCenter.
Oh, at betterutoday.com.
Double Sun Power!
Okay, we are back. It's The Club, and I'm pissed. Because the Niners are beating the Packers.
Beat hard, huh?
I hate the Packers.
Now, they were up, what? Did they score again?
It's 21-20, and the Niners are driving again. Niners are winning and driving.
Well, who are you to bet against Beat Hard?
God.
How dare you?
I hate Green Bay. You remember this? A couple years ago, I was in one of these.
Yeah.
And I was down to, it came down to the wire. And freaking Crosby missed a field goal. And they lost to the effing Lions at home. And blew me out of that one.
You're going to lose this
one on
a 9.5-point spread.
Well, hopefully they win. But it doesn't look good.
No.
Beat Hard's an animal. I had no idea. Why did I bet against Beat Hard?
CJ Beat Hard. No one can account for his heart.
God.
Isn't it only in the second quarter?
Yes.
Calm down.
Okay.
For heaven's sakes.
All right.
It's early in the game.
You're right.
Okay.
Here are the two. Okay, so what I was saying was Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande broke up.
Yes.
Okay.
And in a stunning development, it was she that broke up with him.
Yes.
Not the other way around.
So they're out. They're not going to get married. But I think because Pete Davidson far out kicked his coverage on that whole deal.
He climbed Everest.
I'm of the opinion that once you climb Everest, mm-hmm. you are able to climb Everest multiple times again.
You're working in the Sherpa circles that will allow you.
It's easier.
Despite that you lack the skills, the
you've
Sherpas,
already done it.
Yeah, will carry you to the top.
So I think when you date A-list, like Ariana Grande, mm-hmm. other A-listers see that and think, well, there must be something to this guy. Mm-hmm. And you can land more A's because you had a high-profile engagement, I guess, to an A, right? So, now, I'm not ready to die on this hill. This is merely an early theory and concoction.
Needs more research.
Now, a couple of people, and so people text in the Better You Today text line, 55305, and they brought up a couple that are right and that go against my theory.
Because there's two that I've thought of.
Okay.
But they're slightly different because they weren't famous. They were both dancers.
Who was the dancer? The guy or, the A-lister or spouse?
The spouse. The spouse on this one. Or the one was a spouse and one I think was just engaged. But here's the thing about Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson at least is somewhat famous. But what I thought about was, that Casper kid, the Jennifer Lopez, that Casper smart guy, he was one of her backup dancers, and he was with Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
And Jennifer Lopez is beyond Ariana Grande. Jennifer Lopez is like the A of the A list. She's worth like $400 million. She's unbelievably hot. And he had her and was engaged, and we haven't heard from him since.
What is his name?
I think it's Casper Smart.
Okay, that guy?
Yes.
Let me see who he's dating now.
Well, and I'm sure he's a young, good-looking guy, and he was a backup dancer for her. So I'm sure he's making his way through, again, the Instagram model, and that's fine.
But not A-list.
No, and there's nothing wrong with him working his way through the Instagram models. Good for him. That's bravo, that's better than the rest of us are ever going to be able to do. But there's no way he lands another Jennifer Lopez. No way.
Okay, let me just. Wow, you should see who he's dating.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Delightful.
Yeah.
Her name is Paige Hathaway. At least that's what the internet says.
And what's her deal?
Well, she's a fitness model / entrepreneur.
Holy. Oh, Suk, this is right up your alley.
Holy jeez.
Yeah. She. How hot is?
So that's
that's good. But that's your point. Okay. Your point is that's not A-list.
No. So he has landed. Good Lord,
that's pretty good.
Okay, well, this kind of goes into both of our theories, because while that's unbelievable,
it's pretty good.
But
pretty good.
That's not A-list, nor is that $400 million, and you're not flying on private jets and living. When he was with J-Lo, I'm sure that was the greatest experience of his life, because that's a whole different level of celebrity and rich. You're going to the Oscars, you're going to every A-list party. He's not pulling that again. The other one I thought about
Now, what if I'm God?
I know.
She,
It's not. It's ridiculous.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let me
you
focus.
You need to focus.
What if I am able to connect her to Anne Hathaway? Are they sisters?
That's no. And even if they are sisters, that's still not. That's still not anywhere.
That's pretty. That's closer to A-list.
No, Paige Hathaway is like E-list. She's just really, really hot.
I don't think they're related. Okay, but here's a better one.
And
though.
The other one I thought of.
Okay.
Kevin Federline.
Yeah, that's what they're bringing up on the text line.
K-Fed's coming up.
Kevin Federline. Yeah,
and
that's good. I've got nothing on that.
He too was a backup dancer, but he did the smart thing. He knocked her up.
Got a couple kids out of the deal.
He got a couple kids out of it. But, and on top of that, remember, she went crazy. He got the kids, and he hasn't had to do anything since because she has to pay him child support based on what she earns.
May I present to the court, though, that Britney Spears went off the deep end, and that's how he was able to get her? That's an extenuating circumstance.
True.
Ariana Grande is, not without her issues, but she's put together. She is at the top of her game.
Yeah.
The top of her fandom, her popularity.
Yeah, Britney
Pete Davidson.
Britney was probably already on the silly string road.
Yeah, she was primed for the picking from a white trash guy like him.
But you know what? That's an amazing get on his part, and the fact that he managed to get kids and child support out of that's a rare get.
The other one they brought up was Lyle Lovett,
Julia Roberts,
and I don't know what he ended up with, but
nothing.
It
like
wasn't
that.
Her.
Nope, nothing like that again. And Lyle Lovett at least is famous. I'm so there's no way Pete Davidson is pulling this off. Now I looked at who Pete Davidson was dating before this. He was dating Larry David's daughter.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say he was dating Larry David.
Wouldn't that be something? Kind of a cute
Larry
couple.
David's daughter?
Larry David's
is
daughter.
Hot?
Well, I'm not gonna say hot, but she's not bad. And she stands to inherit Larry David's money, I'm assuming, which is again $500 million. So but again, that's nowhere near A-list. She's just Larry David's daughter. There's no way Pete Davidson goes anywhere near the A-list ever again.
It says here Lyle Lovett dated Ashley Judd. Does that count? That should count.
That's pretty good.
Especially back in the day. Like, I guess they dated in the 90s.
Was that before or after Julia Roberts?
See, that proves my theory. It was before. So he dated Ashley Judd.
You
and
think
then,
he upgraded?
Yes. Wow. Then he goes to Julia Roberts.
That's more along your theory.
That's what I'm talking about.
He dated Ashley Judd. That broke up. And everyone's like, he'll never do that again. And then he landed Julia Roberts.
He did.
Well, maybe Lyle Lovett's the guy you need to hold on to.
Yeah, Federline, I think he's an outlier. Because of the extenuating circumstances of what's her name? Britney Spears' condition.
Insanity?
At the time.
Well, let me ask you this.
We got a break.
Does Tommy Lee fall into this category?
He would be evidence for my side.
Really?
Yeah, dude, do you see who he's dated?
Yeah, but no one like famous like that.
Oh, I think you're wrong about that.
He just goes through trashy models.
All right, well, let me look that up.
Yeah.
I'll look it up. I'll see. I think he's had all kinds of... No, didn't he date... obviously Pamela Anderson, but...
Oh, he had Heather Locklear. Damn it, that's...
Again, proving my theory.
That's to your point that he got Locklear. See, I'm thinking that Anderson was the first, but it's not. It's like the Julia Roberts thing. He got Locklear and then turned Locklear into Anderson.
Dude, Tommy Lee has got a list.
Yeah, it's...
My brother.
But like... Well, not just trashy model list?
I'm going to double check that for you.
All right,
our final segment. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanek. Brought to you on The Fan by BizNet Insurance. Get the right insurance for your business, home, or auto. BizNet offers a number of national and regional carriers to choose from to maximize your coverage at the best value. Online at BISNETT.com.
Tommy Lee, it's a who's who. And there are a lot of A-listers here.
Really?
There's a lot of hot sluts, too, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, it's...
Well,
it
you've got, like,
saying.
You've got Jessica Hahn, Heather Locklear, Pam, Cher.
Ooh.
He dated Cher.
Wow.
He was with Bobby Brown, Jenna Jameson, Carmen Electra.
Yeah, so there really is no end to that.
Pink. He dated Pink. That's A-list.
That's A-list. You're right. You're right. Look, your theory...
It's holding up.
Your theory is not one without merit.
Naomi Campbell is on his list.
Oh,
he's conquered
it.
A lot.
Yeah, he has.
How are you?
American hero.
John, what's going on? How are you? How are you,
I'm
brother?
Well. How are you?
We're pretty good.
We're not as well as apparently Tommy Lee, pretty, but we're doing okay.
Pretty well, good. No, but I'm guessing he's got a few penicillin related diseases. So you guys are doing better than that.
Now, why would you say that? That's just jealousy. That's pure jealousy right there.
That's true. I think he has hepatitis.
Okay, let me ask you guys a question.
Yes, I'd take hepatitis for that lineup.
That was not the question, but that's a brave answer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, obviously you guys, Paul Allen today, you guys talked about that.
Wait, what happened?
What? Why am I just hearing about this now?
Follow me here. If you could go back in time, if 20-year-old you could go back in time with the intent of befriending 20-year-old Paul Allen.
Okay.
You follow me?
Yeah.
Yes. It's not that hard.
And the plan would be to befriend 20-year-old Paul Allen and Bill Gates and become one of the Microsoft people.
Yes.
Do you think you guys could pull that off? Or knowing the future and knowing what you're trying to do, would you screw that up and somehow derail the whole thing and Microsoft would become Microsoft?
I think Microsoft would become Microsoft, but I think I would screw it up. I don't think, knowing how awkward he was, I don't know if I could pull that off.
I don't know if I could either. I'm not skilled at faking things like that.
Yeah, he would drive me insane.
And that was kind of my thinking is, were they so nerdy, they would not be friends with them.
Yeah,
or if they did, would they come to a crucial decision and ask your advice? Look, and you're like, no, let's go with this microcomputer.
Guys,
and
like,
then it destroys the whole thing.
We got to run. Thank you, John. Good question. Guys like that, they sniff out idiots like us, and they weed us out early.
No, there's no chance.
They know we're not smart enough to hang with them.
Exactly. Not only are we not smart enough to hang with them, but I think hanging with them would drive you and I insane.
It would suck, but I could do it for the money.
But it would never. Yeah, you're right. It would never work. Never work, though.
All right, that's it for today's show. Coming up next, Ducks Roundtable, starring Dirk Johnson and whoever else is on there. Anthony Newman, the whole gang. I think that's the whole game.
That's the game.
And we're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.